Julia MacArthur, JULIAMMCARTHUR 921-63, chief complaint, left upper quadrant pain. Our patient is a 59-year-old woman, veterinarian in Guatemala City, comes in today with left-sided abdominal pain, no diarrhea, no vomiting, decreased appetite. Her weight's 151, which hasn't really changed much. Her last blood work was in 722, which was totally negative, period. Knee paragraph, she's had a history of H. pylori, had endoscopy done in Guatemala City, which showed H. pylori, and she was treated a couple of years ago. She hasn't been taking any PPIs or H2 blockers at this time, which makes her a candidate for H. pylori breath test, since it can turn negative and positive depending on the current status of infection, unlike the blood test that always stays positive, period. Patient also suffers from diabetes and hypertension. Surgery, she's had hysterectomy, cholecystectomy. One ovary was left behind, but the last time they looked at her abdominal pelvic ultrasound, they could not see the ovary. Allergy, non-social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she lives alone. Medication, she takes metformin 500 twice a day, lisinopril 1025 once a day, aspirin 81 milligram a day. Did I say lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide 20-25 once a day, then Crestor 20 milligram a day. She's currently not taking any Loped at this time. COVID immunization is up to date. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. Her last A1C was 7.1. At one time, her metformin was increased to 1,000 milligram twice a day, which she couldn't tolerate, then 500 milligram three times a day, which she quit taking. She currently doesn't check her blood sugars on an outpatient basis, period. New paragraph, mammogram up to date, colonoscopy is up to date. Family history. Let's see, what's her family history? Positive for diabetes, high cholesterol, no colon cancer, no GI cancer, no renal cancer. Positive for stroke. An exam, review of system, abdominal pain, left upper quadrant pain, no nausea, positive history of H. pylori, status post-treatment, negative heme, negative allergy, negative metrologic, positive history of fatty liver, positive history of pelvic pain in the past, positive history of carotid stenosis, 151 pounds, no change, 97%, 98.5, 16, 85, 133 over 74, heart positive, small positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck show, JVD scheme shows nice, there's definite tenderness motor over the left upper quadrant. Ultrasound of the abdomen reveals the fatty liver and possible cyst-like mass under the skin on the left upper quadrant. Next number, we need a CT scan to better delineate the source of pain. Next number, meanwhile, we're going to check CBC, CMP, H. pylori, hemoglobin A1C, and lipids. Next number, carotid stenosis, no significant change. Next number is fatty liver as before. Next number is try patient on Mobic for inflammation. Next number is Keflex, 500 four times a day was given. This is in case this is an infected skin under the cyst under the skin. Next number, CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis root. Ordered. Next number, H. pylori ordered. Next number, Nexium 40 milligram once a day to be done now before she has the H. pylori done. Next number, previous medication as before. Next number, may adjust metformin after we get her results. Next number, check TSH. Next number, patient is okay with proceeding with the endoscopy if symptoms do not improve. Next number above was discussed with patient at length before leaving the office and was given ample time to ask questions. Thank you.